You've just delivered some evidence to the Royal Commission on the effects of radiation. And in particular, you mentioned that the Fukushima is still spewing out radiation.
Well, every day, 300 to 400 tonnes of extremely radioactive water are pouring into the Pacific, and that will go on ad infinitum, and that's happened since the accident occurred. And the radioactive elements concentrate in the fish, and the fish swim thousands of miles. The Pacific's a very big body of water, so it's diluted, but the food chain bioconcentrates these radioactive elements, and the elements are now being found on the west coast of America and in the fish and the tuna there, and it's going to get worse and worse. According to oceanographers from the Woods Hole Institute, Ken Brusella and others who are studying it.
Is the Japanese government monitoring all this radiation?
No. Japanese government is lying about what is going on. It's produced a secrecy law so that any journalist who writes in truth about it could be jailed for 10 years. There's a huge cover-up. They're only looking at thyroid cancer, no other cancers. And they've told doctors not to tell their patients that their symptoms could be related to radiation.
When do we expect to see the most effects from Fukushima?
Oh, it's going to go on for decades, if not hundreds of years. We've just seen the tip of the iceberg with 127 children diagnosed with thyroid cancer. That's the tip, and it indicates there's a huge iceberg underneath of malignancy and other diseases that will occur over time. The trouble is that cancer takes a long time to develop.
But it's not just cancer we're looking at, is it?
No, it's diabetes, it's premature ageing, it's cataracts, heart attacks, microcephaly, small brains, decreased IQs, genetic diseases and the like. Yeah.
It's been several decades since Chernobyl. What have we learnt from Chernobyl?
Well, we've learnt an awful lot. There are a lot of papers coming out of Russia now documenting the diseases that are developing, and it's only 30 years post-Chernobyl, so and also in Europe people are looking at this because a lot of Europe is radioactive. And so we'll continue to see disease and cancers for a long time, particularly in the very highly radioactive areas. In Belarus, I think, before Chernobyl, 80% of the children were healthy. Now only about 5% of the children are healthy. I mean, it's really serious, really serious. And it's ongoing. Nuclear accidents never end because they pollute the territory and the soil and the food and the agriculture for virtually the rest of time. They spew out, I showed the commission the number of isotopes in a reactor, and the industry only looks at cesium and strontium, just a couple. In fact, many of them have never been studied biologically.
I was interested, you mentioned there were studies of birds that revealed radioactive contamination. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, yeah, this man, Professor Tim Mousseau, who's an evolutionary biologist, has been studying the barn swallows in the exclusion zones of Fukushima and Chernobyl, where it's very radioactive, to the detriment of his health, and has found the birds have 40% of the males are sterile. The birds have smaller than normal brains. They have many mutations of their feathers that are white or crooked wings or abnormal air sacs, they have cataracts, and what happens to birds happens to humans. So it's a very important marker. It's like the canary in the coal mine.
So is there much attention being paid to these studies by regulators and nuclear agencies?
No, they tend to ignore it, and in fact he's finding it very hard to get funding, and the work he's doing is absolutely pioneering work to the detriment of his health and will change, and he's published over 200 papers, peer-reviewed. It will change the standards by which we govern radiation doses to humans. Radiation is much more dangerous than anyone ever thought. There's a huge study done of now 400,000 nuclear workers, 300, 400, all over the world, to find that doses as low as 0.1 rem produces increased leukemia and cancer. So there's no dose of radiation that's safe. We know that.
There were some interesting studies done of young children in terms of radiation exposure.
Yeah, well...
And the incidence of thyroid cancers was...
In Fukushima, they're only looking at thyroid cancer, not other cancers, and they found 127 cases of thyroid cancer in children who were under 18 at the time of the accident. That study is ongoing. The normal incidence in that population is 1 or 2 per million.
That's an extraordinary increase, isn't it?
Well, of course. But we saw that in Chernobyl too. That's inevitable after you have a meltdown. It's not surprising.
Was the Royal Commission surprised by some of the data you gave?
I have no idea. They gave no indication. I think they tried to negate me. Yeah.
What advice would you give the South Australians?
Oh, please educate yourselves about this. Please understand what the Royal Commission is trying to do to South Australia and your beautiful state. And what I forgot to say was, you know, you have a huge reputation for beautiful food and wine. It will be destroyed.
Why do you think the government's pushing nuclear?
Oh, well, who's behind the government? I mean, where's the money coming from this Royal Commission? Is it Westinghouse who wants to move to Australia because they're doing badly in America, build reactors here? Are we the last resort? Are the Chinese behind this like they are building the Hinkley nuclear power plant in England? Is that what it's about? What's the hidden agenda? That's what I'd like to know. What's the hidden agenda? Who's behind it? What money is behind it? I know Bob Hawke is behind it because he's forever been wanting to build a nuclear waste facility in Australia. He'll be dead soon, so he won't see the medical consequences.
The most likely outcome, most people agree, of this Royal Commission, if they're going to recommend anything, it's going to be a nuclear waste dump. How long would we have to secure the waste for?
1 million years.
Do you think that's at all possible?
Well, I mean, I throw it back to you. Do you think it's all possible? It's sheer fantasy. Sheer fantasy. I'm going to be dead soon. So are you. We'll all be dead soon. So we leave. This is the heritage we leave our descendants. Do you think they'll thank us? And they're getting cancer at the age of 3 instead of 60 because the food's radioactive, the breast milk's radioactive, babies are being born deformed. What are they going to think of us? Well, we had to do this so we could turn our lights on, huh? How incredibly evil. That's the legacy.